Hello and good evening. Welcome to WKQX FM. I'll be your host tonight, Adomas and Cabbages, and tonight we have a special presentation for our viewers tonight. It's about the bombing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, Isaac, take it away.
Today there was an outrageous bombing in the city of Hiroshima. More than half the population has been wiped out by this. Suddenly, these victims suffered this loss. B-29 bomber Enola Gay discharged Little Boy, a 9,700-pound atomic bomb. And even Gay experienced the power of the bomb 11.5 miles away. There was a dark, gloomy cloud hovering over Hiroshima. However, interestingly, less than 10% of the buildings suffered any damage. Firestorms came one after the other. One even took 4.4 square miles. As a matter of fact, now all the Hiroshima citizens are at risk of receiving cancer and exposure to radiation. All over America, Americans are attentively listening to President Truman talk about the bombing. Estimated 70,000 people died in Hiroshima today. People say that this should prompt Japan to surrender. Einstein's Manhattan Project, the atomic bomb, surely has been utilized powerfully effective. That's all for today, folks, on Hiroshima Peace, and this has been brought to you by Isaac Paintle. We interrupt this programming to bring you a special message from John Browning.
We here at Browning Manufacturing are in desperate need of workers at our factory. We supply millions of guns to troops in Europe and Asia. We are extremely short on people, and the soldiers need our weapons. There are millions of people who need jobs right now, and we need many of them to come and work here. We are one of the main suppliers of weapons and ammunition to the U.S. government, and if we can't produce them, we may lose this war. If you can't be in the Army, then you can at least help them by making ammunition and weapons.
Hello and welcome to the Report on Humanity for this broadcast. Today we have a special guest for you. He is a Jewish boy who escaped these death camps. Welcome to the radio show, and I would like to know, how did you escape?
I was hiding the entire time in a forest.
For all those years you stayed in a forest?
I was in many different forests, actually. Every day we had to keep moving. The entire time we kept moving to make sure that they couldn't find us.
You said we had to keep moving. Who were you with?
I was hiding with the Belsky brothers.
Who are the Belsky brothers?
They were farmers who were also Jewish, and they helped me escape the ghetto.
And what are these ghettos?
These were areas where the Germans rounded up the Jews and would kill them or maybe take them to camps. The Belskys made a resistance group and camped out in the forest. There in the forest we survived in a colony of 1,200 Jews. There we lived normally for many years.
And what happened to the village?
In 1944, the Russians took over the forest we were in and we became free. That was the best day of my life, and I'll never forget how the Belskys saved my life along with 1,200 others. There's no way for me to repay them for what they did. I feel that telling their story would be my only way to honor them.
Wow, what a great story. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And please tune in next week for more reports on the world at war.
Thank you, Jack and Yakislav, for your interesting interview. I hope you guys enjoyed our news program, and thank you for tuning in, and